The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
In this episode, we talk about why and how you might just benefit from this thing called flower essences. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome in.
Thank you for joining us today. Before we get into the topic for this episode, Toast.
Yes.
I have to commend you for the garden.
What?
Oh, my gosh. I want to share. We want to share a little bit about Toast's garden, but let the people know.
I've always been interested in growing vegetables and just the food that you eat. I remember being a little kid and my grandma helping me start this little garden. We did strawberries and stuff like that. So after having moved into this new house, I was bound and determined. I'm like, this is it. I'm going to like have a vegetable garden.
Yes.
Because the previous house we lived in, there was really
it would have been a balcony
for it, and it wasn't not ideal. Anyway,
that would have been a true victory garden.
Our neighbors were smoking pot a lot, and it just was not super. Nothing against people who smoke pot, but I didn't want to have to deal with that. Anyway, I did not plan to talk about pot in this episode. So I have a couple of raised beds that I'm learning to grow vegetables in.
And the raised beds are beautiful.
Yes.
The plants are going wild right now.
Yes.
Spilling out over the container, climbing on the wall of the house. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's incredible how fast things grow.
Yes, that's what I've realized. It's like they take a long time sometimes, and then in the space of 24 hours, it's like,
boom.
Oh my God, look at that eggplant. You know, like it doubles in size in one day. No joking.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm learning a lot, and I have to continually push myself to like not give up, because it's a good environment for like not being able to control everything, because it's nature and there are slugs and insects and, you know, pollination doesn't happen all the way. And so you get these zucchinis that don't make it. And, but anyway, it's a great adventure and I just need to keep at it, and I'm going to be learning more and more. But it's been very therapeutic and really gratifying to be able to eat a salad of lettuces and mustard greens that came out of the garden 5 minutes ago.
Clean, clean and truly fresh.
Right.
Good soil, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And so we've had broccoli. We have had all kinds of lettuce. We've had mustard greens, bok choy, kale. We've had eggplant, purple eggplant, and snow eggplant. Do you guys know
that there's a snowy, a variety of eggplant called snowy,
and it's like super white. Like it's
just boring.
Really white.
Straight up white. That's it. Like no gradations of color. It's just
it kind of messes
white.
With your mind, doesn't it?
I guess I knew
it
was going to be.
Like
I saw the picture, so I knew what to
Lord
expect,
of the Rings vegetables.
Like an elven eggplant.
What else have we had? Cherry tomatoes. I saw a cucumber out there yesterday.
And finally, the cilantro is coming up.
Cilantro.
Finally.
Basil. We've had basil. So
sweet peppers.
Sweet peppers. Oh my gosh. This from two raised garden beds. Like it's pretty incredible. Last night we were so proud because we ate a meal that was practically from the garden, with the exception of our avocado oil and tofu and garlic. So we sauteed garlic and tofu in avocado oil, and then
we added in eggplant,
the two types,
And zucchini.
Zucchini.
Oh, and green onions.
Green
and
onions.
And the sweet peppers.
Sweet peppers. Didn't we add in something else? Eggplant. Anyways, it was like an eggplant tofu dish, and we just added a whole bunch of other things. And it was so good. And we did the nama shoyu sugar type sauce, which you might be familiar with.
Which came from a jar, not from our garden. But anyway.
It did not come from a jar. What do you mean? We made
nama
it.
Shoyu. The shoyu came from a jar.
Oh, well, yes, yes. I mean, but it wasn't like, here's your eggplant sauce, just pour in and mix.
Right, right.
Not that that's bad, but, you know, the way that things are right now, companies love to sneak in ingredients that are not good for us. So
what is up with that?
The fewer ingredients you can use, the better you will be.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
For any SNL fans.
Ooh-wee. What's up with that?
See, that's we're going to have to pay a royalty
okay. For
that song. That's not our song.
All right. Well, that was fun. Next, we'll talk about flower essences, an underrated holistic modality for emotional wellness and balance.
Flower essences. Oh my gosh. I truly, truly believe that they are such an underrated holistic modality. They're so available, honestly. I mean, you can go to Whole Foods.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Pick it up. Mm-hmm. Trader Joe's just needs to have them. In fact, they do have, I think they might have...
Rescue Remedy.
They might have Rescue Remedy. But anyways, flower essences are so easy to use. And if you don't believe me, you can believe Dr. Christiane Northrup. Some of you may know who she is. But she has been a pioneer in women's health for decades now. The book that she's most known for is Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom. And she has updated that book so many times. So I have like three versions.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
But anyway.
And I know you're on her email list.
I am.
Which is how you were reminded.
I was reminded about how she feels about flower essences. And she even included flower essences as one of the top seven things that we can do for our wellness right now. So flower essences. So how did I'm so grateful for finding them early in my life. And I remember, now this is, I'm going to date myself, but that's okay. This was like 28 years ago now. Uh-huh. 28 years ago. I can't even, anyways. I was starting law school at the time, and I was stressed out for a highly sensitive person and an empath, going into a room of all these students who just seemed so smart. They all seemed like extroverts. They're all chat, 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 chat. I just got deeper and deeper into my shell, and I felt so stressed. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. Like, my heart would race. I'm like, what are these feelings? Wow. I never really experienced that level of stress before.
Wow.
And then one of my good friends who was a, what was she? Like a energy healer, massage therapist person. She said, oh, have you tried flower essences before? And I said, no, what are those? And she said, she recommended something called Bach Flower Remedy, which is out there still today. It's one of the originals that really commercialized and got the product out there. Bach Flower Essences, specifically Rescue Remedy, which I think we mentioned.
Which is a blend of five.
It's a blend of five specific flower essences. And I said, no, I'm going to go out and get it. So I got it. And this was back in Hawaii. And I believe I got it from Down to Earth, which is a natural food store out there in Hawaii. And I hope it's still there. And it was so easy to use. It was a tiny little itty bitty bottle. And it's
with a dropper, with glass
a dropper top.
With the bulb, the rubber mm-hmm. bulb at the top.
And it's preserved with brandy. And you just put a few drops in your water and you drink it throughout the day. You can also take a few drops on your tongue upon waking, a few drops before you go to bed. Very easy to use. I started doing that and I felt an incredible shift. Now,
did you feel it immediately?
Not like that, you know, in that moment, but definitely by the next day. Like it can work fast like that, but it also, again, depends on how sensitive you are. Like, are you even paying attention? Like, can't you know what I mean? Like,
you know, it kind of reminds me that in that aspect, it kind of reminds me of chiropractic work. Because sometimes, I know for some people, if they get a chiropractic adjustment, they feel it.
What do you mean?
Like,
they feel the...
They feel, like, after the appointment and then for the rest of the day, they might feel a little, tired... You know,
Always feel tired after chiropractic.
Yeah. See, like, so it really affects you. But for me, I mean, knock on wood, I haven't had a chiropractic appointment in years since COVID. But historically, like, I don't usually get that, have that response.
Oh, I see.
You
yes.
know, so
okay.
I think, yeah, I, like I said, it depends on the person.
It really depends on, you know, like how much, like how, your awareness level. Like, are you paying attention to, like, for me, I need to pay attention to how I feel, you know, whether I like it or not, I know how I feel about whatever it is. So I did absolutely notice a difference. Now, here's the thing though. It wasn't like, oh, I'm an introvert, but now I'm an extrovert. The essences helped me become an extrovert. It's nothing like that. The best way I can explain it is I would feel like kind of a live wire
before taking
flower essences,
like a raw nerve, just
a raw
exposed.
Nerve just exposed and out there. And when I started taking flower essences, I felt like I had a nice covering on me. You know, it like took, I felt protected. I felt like it took that pokey edge off of everything.
You felt
and
like
I
you
felt kind of grounded,
like little padding around your
yes.
energy body
and more calm. And so with that, I mean, I really felt like flower essences, my experience with them just opened up a whole world of alternative healing for myself, which obviously if you know, I mean, some people might be shocked to know I even went to law school. If you visited, say, the Love and Above Cat Club site or Sienna and Toast, but again, I'm so grateful for that law school experience because that's how I found flower essences. And one of the first blends I made after this whole world opened up was the a blend for self-love. I felt like, you know, I was judging myself all the time. I just didn't feel good enough. I felt like, you know, I felt like I was overdoing things, you know, for people and giving so much, which I love to give and help people, but I didn't honor my limitations and my capacity to give. And then I would just be burnt out all the time and grouchy and stressed again. And so I made a custom formula for self-love, and then just a whole bunch of other things happen. But, you know, the universe is always guiding us to things, I guess you could say things that we're meant to do or things that are for us to do in this lifetime.
And like we just unfold, you know, it's like
unfold,
it really is like
beautiful
a,
unfolding.
A flower unfolding. Yes. It's like, what's the next thing? And it just emerges as you continue to quote unquote, follow your heart, you know?
Yeah. And pay attention. You know? Again, it's about
paying
attention, right?
Yeah. Consciously. So, consciously and using all parts of yourself, not just what feels good.
Yeah.
But, you know, using your thinking brain and too.
And so when Kumin passed away, Kumin was my, was our cat. And personally, I had Kumin for over 19 years. When she passed away, again, flower essences came into the picture and all of that. And from that feeling of Kumin passing and not realizing, I guess, how much I depended on her love for me versus my own capacity for self-love, I was like, what? I was just, you know, because I'm struck with grief and all the
and
things that I was going through. And my grandma passed away July, August, September. Kumin passed away in July. My grandma passed away in September, same year. And I was just hit by so much, that feeling of loss and everything. And from that, birthed the idea of Love and Above Cat Club, learning to love yourself like you love your cat. And I know it sounds kind of shticky maybe, but it's real. Like for me, I've always loved animals, you know, more than myself. It's so easy to love an animal and to give and receive that unconditional love because for me, animals were safer than people. Mm-hmm. And so that's how Love and Above Cat Club was born. And it's definitely flower essence based. That's our flagship product.
Yeah, that was the dream, and the mission is to help other people because, you know, Sienna's not the only one. There are a lot of
right?
There are a lot of other people. We know it. We've talked with you.
We have
who know how that feels to have that kind of a relationship with an animal. And, you know, unfortunately, the general society we live in does not validate that. It doesn't honor that right. as much.
Right.
So, yeah, Love and Above Cat Club was a way for a club of all of us to have that kind of validation,
and support each other on a self-love journey.
And support. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So, In the course of making these blends that Sienna has formulated, making these blends available, we realized a big part of the mission is to educate people mm-hmm. about what flower essences are. Because while some people are completely familiar with it, other people are like, what the heck is that?
Right. And a lot of people think flower essences are essential oils.
Mm.
And they're totally not.
Totally not. They don't have a smell.
They don't have a smell.
I mean, they are, because they are preserved using some ratio of brandy, there's alcohol smell, but mm-hmm. that's not what the flower essence is. Mm-hmm. That's just a preservative.
So many people anyway. Open it and smell it. They're like, oh, and then they're like, oh, there's no smell there.
But anyway, so it became my job to put together, you know, like an explainer.
Yes.
And I actually, this was a really nice, fun education for me too, because although I became familiar with flower essences just, you know, secondhand kind of through Sienna, and she has made some blends for me over the years and stuff, I'm definitely more of that type of person.
Because this is like a little peek into like a moment in our life.
Okay.
We would be talking about something, maybe arguing sometimes, and I'd be like, you need clematis, which is a flower that helps when, anyways.
No, tell them.
Well, like if you're not, sometimes people can hang out in their upper part of their body, so more in their head, and be a little bit more daydreamy-like, and, you know, and sometimes when Toast and I are working on projects, I'm like, get back in your body. We need to, like, we have to move on this. Why aren't we doing this? And I'm like, and then I'm there mixing a formula for you.
Sneaking it into a glass of water.
Or I'll invite you, of course, right? Mm-hmm. It's your body, Toast, to say what else you want to work on.
Right.
And then I'll find the flowers for that and mix it in. Anyways, I was just thinking about that.
But being less familiar with it and also just being honest, being less sensitive to energies, you know, I'm not a highly sensitive person. I'm not an empath type of person. I'm very much like, well, how does this work? What's the logic, you know?
And that's good. That's why I wanted you to write it, because I don't go from that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I do, because I'm a learner type, mm-hmm.
But you're more woo-woo than me.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. So.
But this is not woo-woo though. Like this is science-based.
It's a blend. I think it's a blend. And there's no hard and fast line between science
and science.
Woo.
I know. That's right? So true.
You know,
and people,
I mean,
think
the frontiers
there is
of
a line
science
there.
Is anyway. Okay. So, in the course of putting together this webpage that's a, you know, explainer about what flower essences are, mm-hmm. I actually got pretty excited because I learned stuff, you know? And so the most intriguing thing I learned was about frequencies and the physics principle known as resonance.
Yes. So the law of resonance.
Yeah, I guess, is it a law? I don't know. I don't know how laws... Northrup, the law of gravity and stuff like that.
Dr. Northrup calls it the law of resonance.
Okay. So I learned that in watches that are quartz watches...
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell a quartz... you can tell a quartz watch, and we're talking about, you know, analog watches, okay, obviously. But the hand, the minute hand on the watch... If it goes tick, 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 you know, if it moves like that, then that's a quartz watch. If it's a mechanical watch that doesn't use quartz crystal in it, then that minute hand would just have a very smooth, sweeping motion. It doesn't go tick, tick, tick. Okay, so in the quartz watch, there is literally a piece of quartz in there, a crystal quartz. And when electrical current is run through that, electrical current provided by a little watch battery, then the physics property of that quartz crystal is to vibrate at a frequency of 32.768 kilohertz. And that vibration, which is just, you know, a physical property of the quartz, that's what provides the...
That's so amazing. Isn't that so amazing?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of, it reminds me of solar panels too. It's like, well, if you put these chemicals together, when the radiant, you know, light hits it, then it moves the electrons. And that's just what, but it's kind of like, well, just water runs downhill. That's just the world we live in.
But just how precise it is.
Yeah.
That's what's so amazing.
And that human beings are able to figure that out and use that to help us tell time. So anyway, what does that have to do with flower essences?
Yes, tell us.
Well, that's just an illustration that's very relatable in our everyday lives. Technology that we use to illustrate that everything has a frequency. So just like when you fill up wine glasses with various levels of water and then, you know, you wet your fingertip and you can make it produce a tone.
Yeah.
Right. A tone or a pitch, that's a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So because everything has a frequency, that's how flower essences work. So the other example I came across was like, oh, that's a great example to explain how flower essences work. And it might sound like I'm going all over the place, but there will be a point to this.
Okay.
Okay. So the other example is when you have a wine glass and then you have like an opera singer come in and, you know, sing a certain pitch that matches the frequency of that wine glass. And we know wine glass has a pitch, you know, we just explained that and the fingertip around the rim. So if you sing or if you produce that exact pitch in the vicinity of the wine glass and that pitch continues sounding for long enough, the wine glass will shatter because the resonance and that frequency gets, the frequency doesn't change, the amplitude changes. So it gets louder and louder and louder and it vibrates so strongly at that frequency that it breaks.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah.
You may have even heard this next. So that example of the wine glass is on the webpage, but there's also another example that's kind of scary. There was a bridge that collapsed because it vibrated itself to destruction. I don't know where this happened, but you can Google it.
That does sound scary.
Yeah. And they have, and whenever a contingent of people march, like a military unit marches across a bridge, they say, they have people just walk at a normal pace. Don't march with a certain frequency. Because if you do march at a certain frequency, you're in danger of vibrating that bridge in a bad way.
Mm.
Anyway, so all of that are examples of the principle of resonance. So the way flower essences work is it takes the vibration, very subtle energy that our science, I don't think, is able to measure accurately. But it takes a very subtle energy of a plant. And in the liquid form of that subtle energy, you are able to introduce that particular frequency into your body's energy field, similar to the way an opera singer can introduce a frequency into the vicinity of the wine glass. And when you keep doing that, you keep drinking that bottle of water, because flower essences are designed to be used with consistency. It's not just you take it once.
One and done. Yeah.
Yeah. You keep introducing it. You keep introducing it. You keep introducing it. And that helps the specific frequency in your energy field
to adopt it, adopt more of that new frequency.
To be amplified, just like how the amplitude of the frequency in a wine glass gets larger, or in a bridge gets larger.
And that's why, too, you know, when some people say, because I've heard people say, oh, it didn't, you know, some flower as, oh, I've tried Rescue Remedy or whatever it might be. I've tried it. It didn't work. And then when I would find out a little bit more, like, okay, well, how did you use it? It's like, oh, well, I used it, you know, right before, like, say, a stressful event. Mm. But that's it. They just used it that one time. Where if you've been experiencing stress, or you know there's a stressful event, an event that might be stressful is coming up, you would start taking it like several days before that event to start getting your body to adopt that frequency, to amplify, like Tos was talking about. You would start several days before that event to help you better cope during that time. And you would even still take it several days after that, you know, if it's event specific. If it's something more chronic, you know, and you're just, you tend to be, say, an anxious person, which is myself, you would take it regularly, you know, and sometimes you're not taking it. I switch out. Right now I'm taking a custom blend for myself. Sometimes I'll go back to just the basic five flower type, which is mainly for stress. Sometimes I'll go back to that if it's just purely a stressful time. But there's all different kinds of ways, you know, to use them. And one of the things I love, because it is an energy medicine, a vibrational medicine, it affects the subtle energy body of the human being, right? Our subtle energy field emanates from us. So it's about like 2 to 3 feet radiating from us. And in that energy space is where, like, say, disease starts, or an ailment. I mean, it starts in that field. And I know it gets, you know, I mean, it sounds, for some people that might sound crazy, but that's what we know to be true. And so flower essences affect that field. And so because of that, you don't need to ingest it. But you can absolutely ingest it. We ingest it. But you can just introduce it to your field by spraying.
Right.
By spraying your pillow at night. You can put drops in your bath water. You know, you're just surrounding your field. So I love it. Come on, that's so easy, right?
Right.
And unlike many medications out there that basically suppress symptoms, flower essences so beautifully get to the core of an issue, which I love. And it's like an onion, right, with the layers. And it helps to unravel the layers until you're getting to the thing that needs the most healing. And I love that.
It's like nature therapy in a bottle, kind of, right? Because it's the plant, and it is the energy of the plant.
Yes, and I love that. And that's why, you know, I think that's why when people, that's why we love nature. I really
it's
do.
It's a component, because we are, along with what are those things that the trees emit? They're like chemical compounds.
Yes, yes, like forest bathing, right? Forest bathing.
Yeah, but there's literally, the science is able to measure the chemical compounds that help boost our immune system and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think it's a component.
I mean, so many times, like if we, that's what I love too about Portland.
Oh my gosh.
About Oregon.
Yes.
Like, so, like, you can drive on the freeway and it's just the freeway, but all the trees, like, there's, I don't know which freeway it is, but there's roses, like pink roses, like all along the sides. It's like, what, you know, having moved here from California where there's no roses on the freeway, it's just so beautiful, right? And you just, anytime, even if you step into, you know, you drive to a park and you, you know, say you're going to hike in like on a trail or whatever it is, you park your car, you get out. What's the thing that we all do?
Relax.
Yes. We go, oh my God. Yeah. And then what happens? We exhale, right? It's like our shoulders drop. It's like, oh, the predominant frequency there, all these amazing trees and plants is amplifying our own. We can't fight it. Our shoulders drop. We just relax. And then we start to breathe deeply. Mm-hmm. And then we're walking. And it's like, oh, and everything's melting.
It's like a Disneyland, but of plants.
Yes. And that's why I love it. I love it so much. Everyone needs to try it. We will say that it really is, though, best for the highly sensitive person, the empath, or anyone who is really maybe working towards something, and so they're in a period in their life. So I guess you don't have to be a highly sensitive person or an empath, but if you are in a time of life where you're paying more attention to something you're trying to heal or something you're doing, then flower essences are for you, you know, because you are going to notice the shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is for the self-aware.
Yes. Yeah. Even if that's just a period, right? You're working on a specific something. So that's who it's best for. But like Toast mentioned earlier, it's also best used consistently. Mm-hmm. It's not a magic pill. It's not something you're going to take it once and then you need, you know, oh, it just didn't work.
Which is like most things in nature, you know, it takes time. Like a plant that grows, it's not like you pop the eggplant in the ground and it's like, come on, where's the eggplant? It's like you have to give it
time.
You have to give it the sunshine and you have to give it the watering and you have to keep doing that.
But we've become
doing that
as a society so impatient and we want it now.
Yeah.
We want the quick buying, all of that stuff. Last thing I will say about flower essences is that it is a beautiful complement to whatever holistic care, whatever your holistic self-care is of the moment, it's a wonderful complement to that. So it doesn't take the place of like journaling and all the things we need to do to go inward.
And being,
you can't bypass your self-care plan. Like this is just a complement to that. Mm-hmm.
Like all, see what I love about natural things, like
what
things that are like, is that it's a team effort.
Yes, it is. Like your garden, right? Like that's why we need to. That's why we need the bees. We even need the ants.
Right.
We need like the worms, like
and mushrooms.
Everybody.
Help.
Yes,
the mushrooms that pop up in the garden. It's like, oh my gosh, yeah.
And even the leaves that fall from the tree that are dead on the ground. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, that's what we need to sweep those up. And Toast was like, no, we don't, because what do they do to the soil? You said
they
do
dig
something
into the
very
soil,
specific.
But they're also great places for like insects and bugs.
And we
to
want
make
the
their
insects,
home.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, because it's a team
it's
sport,
a team.
And we all need each
we need
other.
To learn from nature,
and nobody's the one hero.
No,
all of us are needed.
We're all heroes.
So flower essences. So
is that like kids? Like flower. Everyone gets a ribbon.
Okay. Oh, don't get me started. That's a whole nother topic.
Everyone wins. Everyone's the valedictorian. Wasn't Didn't Hilo have a graduating class with how many valedictorians?
Well, I'm sure it's not just Hilo, but yeah, I heard from my parents that my old high school, their most recent graduating class had something like 14 valedictorians.
That is
you
just...
You guys, this is out of hand.
I know.
Anyway, okay.
It's balance.
Going off topic.
All right. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
See, again, we're showing our age. Off my lawn.
Learned a little something today about flower essences, which again are my favorite. It's one of my favorite holistic modalities. If you want to learn more, you can visit loveandabovecatclub.com. You can also visit siennaandtoast.com, which will have show notes there.
Yeah. The flower essence stuff is at loveandabovecatclub.com. Just look for the page about flower essences.
Are we going to link with this?
Sure, I can put a link to it. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening. Rate and review the podcast. Support your friendly neighborhood lesbians. And we'll see you on the gram. We are there under Sienna and Toast. All one word. Sienna is spelled with one N. Sienna and Toast. You can also visit us at siennaandtoast.com. And as always, live your love story.
Hey, it's Radley Valentine. Join me for a brand new way of connecting with your angels on my new podcast, The Angel Tarot Show. Each week, you'll meet your angelic guides and guardians and find new ways to unlock unconditional love, tune into your intuitive abilities, and create the joy-filled life that, well, you've always wanted. Plus, you'll get a useful and timely energetic weather report bringing you guidance for the coming week. Tap into the healing, hope, and guidance that's all around you on the Angel Tarot Show, exclusively on mindbodyspirit.fm.